Audio Narrative 3. Crossing the River Stour at Blandford. 2 years after the first trains arrived in Blandford St Mary, Dorset and Somerset Central Railways amalgamated in 1862 to form the Somerset and Dorset Railway. The new company could now afford to continue the railway line between Temple Coombe and Blandford to complete their dream of a coast-to-coast rail link from Poole to Burnham-on-Sea, where passengers could board steamships to Wales. By the summer of 1863, Blandford had a town station and the navvies had created massive embankments southwards to the Stour and dug new cuttings and embankments northwards to the river from Blandford St Mary's terminus. A new railway bridge was built across the Wimborne Road. A second bridge crossed a farm track where Marks and Spencer's car park entrance is now, and two sets of brick arches stood each side of the Stour, carrying a girder bridge across the river. The Southern Times and Dorset County Herald reported the arrival of the inaugural train into Blandford town on the 31st of August 1863. The Somerset and Dorset Railway directors were expected to arrive by train at 11 o'clock, and shortly after that hour there was a cry of, it comes, from the lips of a number of navvies, and a shout of, keep the line clear. Slowly along the line came forward the engine, a beautiful one too, a specimen of the skills of Messrs. England & Co. in burnished brass and bright green, with a covering for the engine driver and his assistant, drawing a first-class train in which were several of the directors with railway officials and representatives of the press. As it entered the station and the chairman and directors descended, a cheer, which again and again was echoed, accompanied with a great waving of hats, greeted the arrival of our first railway train into the town. For now we have a straight-through communication with the Bristol Channel as well, intersecting the main lines of the South Western Central, the Great Western, and the Bristol and Exeter Railway. It seems that after months of postponement, this inaugural train was a low-key affair, its arrival merely coinciding with the half-yearly general meeting of the railway company at the Crown Hotel. Only 3 weeks earlier, Blandford's brass band, under the baton of Robert Ayres, had won first prize at Crystal Palace brass band competition and been greeted on their return to Blandford St Mary terminus by the town's rifle band playing Hail the Conquering Hero Comes by Handel. The Victorians' respect for their railways decreed that the first train into a new station should be greeted with the same tune. Let's imagine Blandford's brass band playing in the first train in 1863.